according to FIFA COVID-19 regulations, referees must go under COVID-19 tests or must undergo COVID-19 tests and have mandatory fitness checks for at least 2 weeks. So that is a 14-day period before they are to be declared ready to go back onto the soccer field. And due to these health and safety measures as introduced by FIFA, SAFA then could only get these referees ready for the 1st of August instead of the 18th. Then the second issue that seems to be at play here is that FIFA's COVID-19 regulations also state that referees are required to change kits at halftime of each match that they officiated. Now, in South Africa, the referees at the beginning of this season were offered kit with a title sponsor specifically addressing referees. And this is a deal that was done by the South African Football Association with an insurance company here in South Africa. But then the Premier Soccer League office stepped in and said, well, we feel as though this is sort of towing the line with our title sponsors here as the Premier Soccer League, and you did not consult us about this deal, even though you are the mother body of the sport in the country. And that deal by SAFA and the insurance company has since then ceased. Now, you've got referees who have had to resort to using last season's kit, which some only have kit that is branded in Adidas, others have kit that is branded in Nike, and they don't have any new kit. So how do they go about changing kit at halftime if they only using the one kit that was issued 2 seasons ago now? That is the biggest challenge. Now, SAFA's CEO has come out and said, this is not a problem. We will sort it out, because with every challenge, you find solutions sorted out. Whether it actually happens or not, it remains to be seen. What I suspect will happen is if they cannot afford to go and get new kit for the referees will end up using kit from the previous seasons. So those have been the two issues really that have been argued between the referees and the South African Football Association, as well as the Premier Soccer League. But as it stands, it's all systems go from a referee's fitness and COVID-19 regulatory tests as mandated by FIFA is concerned.
What was the cause of the rift or misunderstanding between the referees and league officials?
So according to SAFA, really the biggest rift here is that the referees needed some time to regain their match preparedness and get ready in terms of fitness. And if you think about it, really, this is as stale as the cake can get before you serve it to the people. It just does not make sense. One would assume, as professional players have been doing whilst we are locked down throughout the world, is that you keep your fitness. I mean, I myself as a non-sport playing individual at this stage, I still exercise at home. I've still found a way to keep fit and maintain my fitness levels. Now, you'd assume that a professional referee, as a professional football player, they would ensure that they stay fit, because all they want to do is to step onto the field and blow the whistle and be involved in a live match. Why would they have down tools? So how is it that the players are ready to step onto the field, but the referees have a significant job to do before they are match fit? Now, a former referee here in Southern Africa, Ace Ngobo, has come out guns blazing and he said, you know what, from a person who mentors a significant number of referees, let me place this on record. Referees never stopped training, never stopped social distancing to the point of self-isolation. Testing them for fitness requires 1 day. Testing for COVID-19 requires 48 hours. The referees are ready, he wrote via his Twitter.
In the new arrangement, the league is scheduled to resume on August 1st. When do you think it will be concluded?
So the chairman of the Premier Soccer League, Dr. Ivan Khoza of Orlando Pirates, as he is affectionately known throughout the world, has said that the PSL believe they need 6 weeks to finish the current 2019-2020 season and had set a deadline of the end of August to do so. But since the league will only resume on the 1st of August, that would mean that 6 week period then goes over into September. So they've written to FIFA to seek permission, and FIFA have given them permission that the season can be extended beyond the 31st of August, the deadline that had previously been set by the chairman. Now, whether they would be able to finish this entire season in that 6 weeks, of course, according to pen and paper, it's possible. But what will happen in between, as we have seen, the league was supposed to restart on the 18th of July, and it didn't for whatever reasons as set out. Whether they will be able to finish the season in that time remains to be seen, and only time will tell.